Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Where investor dollars in tech are likely to flow this year. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It is Friday, which means it's time for our week in review, Marketplace Tech Bites. On the show today, tech investors are among the 100,000 plus people who've descended on Las Vegas for this year's CES. They're looking for the next hot thing in tech and trying to make sure they don't invest in the next big dud. Plus, the latest in age tech here at CES, products that help make getting older easier, more comfortable, and less lonely. But first, generative artificial intelligence is a big theme at CES this year, and AI actually is coming to be a regular part of our work lives. That's according to a new survey from Tech.co. Joining me for this week's Marketplace Tech Bites, Katie Roof, a reporter at Bloomberg News, who's also here at CES, and Jule Burke-Solomon, managing director at Collab Capital. Jule told me our fears that AI will take all of our jobs aren't so prominent anymore.
I think it is changing. I think people are seeing that it's not taking jobs, it's really taking over tasks and helping people do more faster, more efficiently. And I think because ChatGPT came out in such a way that folks could get their hands dirty and start using it and understanding how it works and really get familiar with it, some of that fear subsided around it actually taking jobs and really just people understanding that it can help them do their jobs better.
Yeah, and this is exactly the point that was made at a panel here at CES featuring leaders from Reddit, Duolingo, and Qualcomm. The jobs are okay for now, but it's really those tasks that are going to be made easier because of these developments here. Katie, I want to hear what you are hearing about AI as we move to our second topic, looking at where tech VC dollars are going to be flowing this year. You're actually here at CES to network and speak with investors. Last year, AI was one of the few bright spots in an otherwise rough year for startups. So is AI still all the rage with VCs?
VCs still are very excited about AI, although some will tell you that the market's gotten a little overheated and things are getting overpriced. But yes, certainly many are here to take a look at some of the AI use cases. Although I have one VC contact who told me he came here to see as an anti-portfolio to see what's already been done so that he knows what not to invest in and helps him see what the competitive landscape looks like.
That's really interesting. And Jule, there was just so much hype around AI in 2023. Where do you stand now as you figure out where you want to invest?
I think that what we're really excited about at Collab Capital and for other investors that I speak to is about the tools and the systems that are going to keep us all safe and secure when it comes to AI. So really looking at cybersecurity functions and understanding that because there's so much more content being generated, we have to make sure that we understand what's AI generated versus what's not. So looking at, you know, tools that are they're solving that problem. We're also looking at and excited about businesses that are bringing AI to your everyday person and business owner. So for an example, I sit on a board for a company called CallRail that's really bringing conversational intelligence to your everyday small business owner and helping them bolster their business and bring that those AI capabilities to their everyday customer. So how do we bring these incredible models that have been built to the everyday consumer, the everyday small business owner, and ensure that they are getting the benefit of all of this incredible technology that's come out?
And Jule, beyond AI, what are some other areas within tech that really have your attention in 2024?
So we remain really excited about folks that are solving real problems. I think one of the things that's happened over the last year or so is that people are getting back to basics and wanting to make sure that the things that we're invested in and the things that we're getting excited about really are solving core problems for everyday people. And this is a turn away from some of the hype cycles that we saw around crypto, Web3, AI last year, and really getting to, you know, we still have some major problems that we need to go after and solve. And so as we look at our portfolio and the companies that we really care about, it's those that are taking a look at the deepest, even, you know, hardest problems to solve, and how do you apply technology to be able to solve those problems.
Hey, I'd love some specific examples from you being here in Las Vegas. I'm thinking so much about the intersection of tech and energy, given all the flashing lights that I'm being subjected to here. What are some specific areas that you're looking at?
Yeah, so you mentioned something that we are excited about, the energy sector, and also thinking about, you know, climate more broadly. Unfortunately, there is this kind of con to the AI space in that these large language models take a lot of energy to produce and to run. And so we do need companies that are looking at the alternatives and helping us to conserve some of that energy. So in our portfolio and companies that we're looking at, we have a company called Gooder, which is addressing one of the largest problems in the world, hunger, and taking a stab at it from the standpoint of how do we ensure that good food is not going to waste, and how do we keep good food out of landfills? So it's taking both the climate approach on the keeping food out of landfills, which is the number two component into emissions and carbon specifically, and how do we ensure that that is gotten to folks who need the food? And so one of the things that we know is that we have enough food. It's just a logistics problem. And so they're looking at that. And we have other companies in the portfolio that are also taking this approach of how do we solve the core kind of not the Band-Aid problems, but the core problems of our world, and, you know, doing it in a way that is keeping in mind the environment as well.
Yeah, looking at some really fundamental issues there, it sounds like. Katie, how about you? Beyond AI, what is grabbing the attention of the VCs and other investors that you've been speaking with here? Any surprises?
Well, one thing that's not surprising is a lot of them are here to look at mobility and automotive. That's always been a popular theme of CES. But one thing that was surprising is an enterprise-focused VC told me he's here. He said CES is now de-emphasizing the consumer. It used to be Consumer Electronics Show, but now they increasingly are encouraging more enterprise-related startups to come here.
We'll be right back with more of the week's big tech news from CES. Big news, one generous marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Jewel Burke Solomon, managing partner at Collab Capital, and reporter Katie Roof of Bloomberg News. I do want to talk about HTEC before we wrap up today. This is really important in 2024 because there's an estimated 4 million people are going to reach the age of 65 this year. 65 is still young. but I have been seeing so much technology aimed at making aging easier. And Katie, I want to ask you about this. It really feels like we've moved beyond the clunky wearables phase. Are you seeing that too?
Sure. Well, wearables are still popular. I wear an Oura ring that a lot of people do. And certainly there's the Apple Watch. But yeah, there's definitely different types of technology that are being incorporated to help elderly. I think you even have things I've seen in past CESs, mattresses where they'll have different sensors and things that can help measure your health. So it's being integrated into a lot of different types of technology, not things you just have to wear on your wrist or on your hand.
Yeah. And I've gotten to demo a couple of things in the age tech space. There's an entire collaborative sponsored by AARP this week. LEQ is a companion robot that I got to demo. Proto is a hologram. You can beam into a family holiday or just hang out and chat with a loved one who might not have the mobility to be able to make it to see you or vice versa. And Artifacts is another company that I got to look at last night that lets you document and share memories about family heirlooms. So there's so much here. Those are just a couple of examples. Jewel, is there any other technology in the age tech space that we should be keeping our eyes on in 2024? Accessibility is one sort of sub silo that comes to mind, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think there are many companies that are really addressing this idea of aging in place and the fact that a lot of people who are aging really want to stay in their own home and be comfortable in their home. One company that I'm really excited about is a company called Care Academy, and they're focused on the workforce of people who are going into homes and caring for the elderly, making sure that they have the right skills and are trained up and even trained up in the technology to be able to support folks that are aging in place. So that's something that we're really excited about. And really just making sure that people feel that sense of agency, even in older age, and that they have what they need to continue to live a prosperous life. And so we're excited about this as a trend, if you will, because there's so many people, I think you mentioned it, it's 12,000 people a day who are turning 65, and just ensuring that they have what they need to continue to live a great life.
You can find the full video of this episode of Marketplace Tech Bites Week in Review on our YouTube channel, Marketplace APM. And subscribe, if you haven't already, to watch us every Friday. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. Rosie Hughes and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.